mismo, la la pizza yo. Ya mismo, ahora mismo, la la pizza yo. Ya mismo, ahora mismo, la la pizza yo. All right, okay. Welcome to Super Rich God, the voice of God. Amen. This is your host, Bishop Ricardo Shaw. Ricardo Shaw. Amen. Hallelujah. Napaka-bless po ng ating mensahe for today. Do you know the title? Ay, nako, kailangan na maging, sabi ko nga doon sa aking isang awit, sa aking composition, ha? Yung first album ko, I have 8 album now. Yung first album ko, yung Ikaw Ba Si Jesus. Ibig sabihin ng Ikaw Ba Si Jesus, imitate Jesus. Diba? We are made in the image of God. So, ano bang title for today, Bishop Carding? The title for today's message is The Ministry of Jesus. Three things po, tatlong bagay po. Three things we will learn today about the ministry of Jesus. Amen? In Hebrew chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. In the past, God spoke to our people through the prophets. He spoke to them many times and in many different ways. And now, in these last days, God has spoken to us again through His Son. He made the whole world through His Son, and He has chosen His Son to have all things. The Son shows the glory of God. He is a perfect copy of God's nature. And He holds everything together by His powerful command. The Son made people clean from their sins. Then He sat down at the right side of God, the Great One in heaven. Purihin ang Diyos sa kanyang salita. Hebrew chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. Lord, sa oras na ito, salamat po na matutunghayan namin at matututuhan namin ngayon ano ang ministry mo. Lord, gusto namin na mag-imitate sa iyo. Gusto namin mag-copycat sa iyo. Gusto namin maging katulad mo, Lord. Salamat po. Pagpalain niyo po ang bawat isang nakikinig at naway meron kaming matututuhan at mauunawaan namin ang inyong kalooban. Thank you, Lord, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus is the reflection of Father God, of our Abba Father. Everything Jesus did, He did at the impulse of the Father. The Bible says, Jesus exactly represents God because He is God. Whatever Jesus did during His earthly ministry was an express manifestation of God's will. Jesus was the will of God and the action on the earth. The Apostle Peter summed up Jesus' entire ministry by saying, in Acts 10:38, "You know about Jesus from Nazareth. God made Him the Messiah by giving Him the Holy Spirit and power. Jesus went everywhere doing good for people. He healed those who were ruled by the devil, showing that God was with Him." Amen? Wherever Jesus went, He healed the sick. Ang number one ministry ni God ay magpagaling ng mga may karamdaman. This was a major part of His ministry. Sad to say, ngayon po, bihira na po ang nagkakaroon ng miracle workers o healing ministry, wherein ito ang number one ministry ni Jesus. Through Jesus, God was letting it be known that He wanted people free from the oppression of disease. Jesus treated disease as an enemy, because that is how God views it. All the miracle and healing wonder which Jesus performed by the power of the Holy Spirit, He did at the urging of the Heavenly Father. Amen? Kung ano yung pinagagawa ng Diyos, yun ang ginagawa ni Jesus. Ano yung number one ministry ni Jesus? Healing ministry. Miracle workers. Amen. If you want to imitate God, then be in the healing ministry. Amen. Amen. So, tatlo po ang ating pag-aaralan for today. Where did Jesus' motivation come from? Bakit siya nagpapagaling? Tatlo po ang motivation na ating pag-aaralan. Number one, motivated by His compassion. Compassionate po si Jesus. Jesus, kaya nga po pag ako po ay ginagamit po ni Lord sa aking pamilya, sa aking kababayan, sa aking mga kalahi. Pag sila po ay may mga sakit, ako po ay nagpre-pray, lahat po sila ay gumaling. Bakit po? Dahil ang motivation ko po ay kagaya ni Jesus. Motivated by compassion. Kapag wala kang compassion, hindi tatalab yung prayer mo. Amen? So Jesus' motivation for healing the sick was more than just confirmation of His ministry. Jesus healed the sick wherever He went. Repeatedly, the gospel writers record that Jesus healed all that came to Him in need of deliverance. Matthew 12:15. Jesus knew what the Pharisees were planning, so He left that place and many people followed Him. He healed all who were sick. Yan po ministry ni God. Matthew 9:35. Jesus traveled through all the town and villages. He taught in their synagogue and told people the good news about God's kingdom. Nag-preach muna siya. He healed all kind of diseases and sicknesses. And in Matthew 14, 35 to 36, some men there saw Jesus and knew who He was. So they sent word to the other people throughout the area that Jesus had come. The people brought all sick people to Him. They begged Jesus to let them only touch the edge of His coat to be healed. And begged Jesus, and all the sick people who touched His coat were healed. Grabe ba? Luke 6:19. Everyone was trying to touch Him because power was coming out from Him. Jesus healed them all. It proved of His ministry were the only motivation behind the healings. Jesus accomplished. He would not have needed to heal all in the multitude that came to Him. Jesus healed the sick because He had compassion which flow from the heart of God toward the suffering. Ito po, personal experience ko po. Dahil po ako po ginagamit ng Diyos sa miracle, as miracle workers. May mga panahon, hindi lang 2 times, 3 times, 5 times. Hindi lang 10 times. Minsan po pupunta ako sa mga gawain, pag ginawakan ko po, kumamay po ako, tumatalsik po yung tao, sabi niya, aray ko, ang lakas ng kurente mo. Ay, bakit? Hindi po nila maintindihan bakit may kurente po lumalabas sa akin mga daliri. And even I myself, I cannot explain it. Pero ang naintindihan ko, ang motivation ko po ay kagaya ng motivation ni Jesus. He is motivated by His compassion. Amen? Matthew 14:14. And when Jesus went out, He saw a great multitude and He was moved with compassion for them. And He healed their sick. Amen? It was His compassion for the sick that moved Jesus to heal. Matthew 20:33-34, they say to Him, Lord, that our eyes may be open. So Jesus had compassion and touched their eyes. Mga bulag po ito. And immediately, their eyes receive sight and they follow Him. His compassion for the oppressed, which prompted Him to send out His disciple, equipped to preach and heal every kind of disease. Matthew 9:35, then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. And in Matthew 10:1, and when He had called His 12 disciples to Him, He gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kind of disease. Shout hallelujah! God's compassion and mercy are the primary reason for His willingness to heal. Shout hallelujah! Number two, what motivates Jesus? He is motivated by His mission. What is your mission? Jesus described His mission on the earth in one of the first sermons that He ever preached. He quoted the prophet Isaiah saying of Himself, Luke 4:18-19, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Both spiritually and physically, Jesus came to free men from oppression and bondage. That is why God sent Him. Everywhere He went, Jesus was willing to heal all those that came to Him. He simply carried out the will of the one who had sent Him, which is our Abba Father. In John 6:38, for I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of Him who sent me. Jesus affirmed that He only did those things which He saw the Father doing. That is His mission. John 5:19. Then Jesus answered and said to them, most assuredly I say to you, the Son can do nothing of Himself, but what He sees the Father do. For whatever He does, the Son also does in like manner. Jesus was a living example of the will of God. Amen? John 14:9, Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? This is the ministry Jesus began on earth and completed on the cross. Jesus' atoning death made the way for all men to be free from the oppression of the devil, brought on by sin through His Son, who was God manifest in the flesh. The Father declared to the world His divine will. Jesus went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, because it is God's will that all men be free from the satanic oppression of sickness. So, Jesus is motivated, number two, by His mission from the Father, from the will of the Father. And lastly, the third thing that motivated Jesus, He is motivated by His enemy. Hallelujah. Jesus' ministry sheds light on another fact that greatly need clarification. Sickness is a curse from the devil, an enemy of God and man. This is not seen clearly in the Old Testament because the concept of the enemy, Satan, was not yet fully revealed to the people of God. References to Satan in the Old Testament are few, but in the New Testament, the fight against wicked spiritual forces is clearly described. This is especially seen in Jesus dealing with demons and with sickness. Jesus views sickness as oppression, from which he described to set men free. All during his earthly ministry, Jesus came against and destroyed the world which Satan has brought about in people's life. Once, Jesus encountered a woman who was bent double with a condition caused by an evil spirit. After he had healed her, he said to those standing by, in Luke 13:16, "If you do this for your animals, what's wrong with allowing this beloved daughter of Abraham, who has been bound by Satan for 18 long years, to be untied and set free on a Sabbath day?" Jesus labeled sickness as bondage caused by Satan. He emphatically asserted that this covenant woman of Israel had the right to be free from the enemy bond. Hello? Jesus came to set the people free, to do deliverance, to set the captive free, and to heal the sick. Amen? Sickness is an oppression of Satan. Let me repeat in Acts 10:38 one more time. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Hello? And so it is today that anyone who is laboring under the bondage of sickness is being oppressed by the evil one, Satan. Sickness is not of God, nor has it ever been. If sickness were from God and disease the will of the Father, then Jesus' entire ministry on the earth was in opposition to his Father. Jesus healed the sick because God sent him to heal. Amen? The same Holy Spirit that is inside Jesus is also the same Holy Spirit who is moving right now inside us. The same power, the same manifestation. Amen? Amen. So, kailangan natin ng anointing na ito, ng Espiritu Santo, upang mapalaya ang mga may sakit, mapagaling ang mga nakagapos ng kadiliman. Amen. Hallelujah. Anong sabi ni Lord sa John 10:10? "I come that they may have life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflow. The thief come only in order to steal and kill and destroy." Kaya po si Satanas po, ang kalaban ng Diyos ay ang kasalanan at ang sakit. Ang kadiliman si Satanas, ang daladala niya, ang gawa ng magnanakaw ay magnakaw, pumatay at magwasak. Pero ang ating Diyos, "I come that they may have life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflow." Sa John 10:10, Amplified Bible, ito po ang sinasabi ng Diyos, di ba? Kaya nga po, mga minamahal kong kapatid, draws a clear line of separation. God's will is everything that goes along with abundant life. If anything kill, steal, or destroys, kagaya ng mga tupa ng mga churches, na ginugulo, winawasak, yan ay pagnanakaw ng tupa. If anything kill, pumapatay ng pangarap, still, nagnanakaw ng mga tupa, nagnanakaw ng iyong mga kabuhayan, or destroy, nagwawasak ng pamilya, nagpawawasak ng mga gawain, then it is from the enemy. Ganun lang kasimple po ang ministry ng Diyos. Ang kaaway po ngayon, hindi na po yung kaaway mo. Yung meron kang kaaway na nasa labas ng Kristyanismo, ay we consider it not our enemy kasi alam mo kaagad na kaaway. Ang malaking problema ngayon, the enemy, ang ginagamit na ng kaaway, ay nasa mismong loob ng body of Christ. Mukhang pastor, mukhang worshiper, pero Lucifer pala. Mukhang mahalang Diyos. At ang kanilang pamumuhay, nagwawasak, pumapatay, nagnanakaw. Hallelujah! Huwag na tayong maniniwala sa kanila. Tahimik lang, lumayo tayo sa kanila, huwag tayong sumama sa kanila. Dahil sa pagsama mo sa kanila, marami na naman mabibiktima. Dahil ikaw ay taong matuwid, ikaw ay taong punong-puno ng kasaganahan ng Diyos, at nakita kang kasama nila na nagnanakaw, pumapatay, nagwawasak, marami pong maniniwala sa kanya dahil sa iyong buhay. Dahil ikaw ay masagana, pinagpapala, tunay na anak ng Diyos. Kaya mga kapatid, iwasan natin sila, ingatan. At kung lahat kayong nakikinig dito ay nakakaintindi ng pagiging mature Christian, maiiwasan po ang mga kambing sa loob ng tupahan ng Diyos. Maraming salamat po. Kung meron kayong naranasan na ngayon, wala tayong gagawin kundi umiwas, ipag-pray sila, at humingi ng habag ng Diyos. Tayo po'y mananalangin. Lord, sa oras na ito, kami po'y lumalapit sa iyo. Salamat po sa ministry mo na ang kauna-unahan mo pa lang, kaya ka pala may ministry dahil sa compassion. Dahil ikaw ay punong-puno ng habag at awa. At kaya pala ikaw ay motivated, Lord, ng iyong ministry dahil ikaw ay motivated by your mission. Yung pinagagawa ng Ama sa iyo ay ginagampanan mo. At padatlo, ang motivation mo, God, Lord Jesus, ay ang kaaway. Your motivation is the enemy. Lord, dahil na diyan ang kaaway, hindi pwedeng hindi ka magpapagaling ng mga may sakit, magpapalaya ng mga oppressed, sapagkat walang mag-iingat at magpoprotekta sa mga anak mo, kundi ikaw lamang. Lord, salamat po sapagkat kami po'y naging follower mo, kami naging disciple mo, at sa mensahe ngayong araw na ito, meron kaming mga babala na mag-ingat sa mga nakasuot tupa, pero sila pala ay mga mababangis na wolf na handang magwasak, manggulo, pumatay, at magnakaw. Iingatan mo kaming lahat, kami pong mga tunay na anak mo, magsasama-sama upang iwasan ang mga taong ito at ipag-pray para ang body of Christ ay makalaya, magtagumpay, at mapadali ang muli mong pagbabalik. Lord, salamat po. At sa bawat isang naririto na may pangangailangan, may karamdaman, sa pangalan ni Jesus, tanggapin mo ang kagalingan mo. In Jesus' name.
Siya mismo, ora mismo, lalapit sa'yo. Siya mismo, ora mismo, lalapit sa'yo. Siya mismo, ora mismo, lalapit sa'yo.